This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Arrow joining us this morning. Good morning. Nice to talk to you. Sure. I was just reading on your site, which is fascinating to me, that a lot of people are walking in to the People's Bank Arena and going, it's exactly the same. But it's not, right? It's not. Not for $145 million.
Yeah, so, the People's Bank Arena went through significant renovations. Basically, it was closed down over the summer. It's over 50 years old. And there were a lot of upgrades, some of them behind the scenes. Frankly, some of the mechanical stuff, infrastructure stuff needed to be upgraded. To some people, maybe that doesn't look as much of a difference. But there were actually a lot of things that you can actually see as you walk into the arena. For example, there's new VIP seating, new loge boxes. All the lower seating has new seats, padded seats. There's a new staging area with improved rigging. There's also behind the scenes stuff like there's new VIP food areas. There are new areas for players and performers in the back, nicer sort of dressing rooms. There were a lot of improvements. $145 million is a big number. But again, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes too that were improved that needed to just for the overall maintenance of the building. And, People's Bank Arena sort of reopening is a big thing for Hartford. The restaurants, the small business merchants around the arena really depend on that foot traffic, especially with the office market still struggling in Hartford. So there's less people going to restaurants and merchants during the work week. So really that facility reopening is important for restaurants. And these renovations are also part of the strategy here is that it'll book more events. So, Stevie Nicks was the performer on Saturday. Pentatonix, Andrea Bocelli are going to be playing the next few months. And overall, the strategy is to significantly add, 12, 15 more shows per year with these renovations. It's now a more attractive place for performers. And of course, UConn basketball, women's and men's is going to be starting up, UConn hockey, Wolfpack. There's a lot of sort of momentum with the arena opening up. And the other part of this, too, is, what's going to happen with some of the empty retail spaces around the arena. There's a new incentive program that's going to be starting soon to try to incentivize landlords to fit out some of their spaces for new restaurants or other merchants to open up in some of that vacant space around the Excel Center, which frankly has been vacant for a long time. So, you know, this is the Excel Center, or sorry, the People's Bank Arena now that it's called. It really can be an accelerant. A lot of investment has been made into it. So hopefully we see sort of more activity around the arena, not just inside the arena as well.
Yeah, my fingers are crossed for that. I mean, I go back, like way back, because I'm that old, to there used to be a restaurant in there called The Rising Sun. And it was one of those places where you sat on the floor, right? And they did the cooking on the grill in front of you. It was like probably one of the first, restaurants that you'd go to where they do the, and then they flip the shrimp at you, you know?
Sure. Like, sure. Yeah. Yep.
Like a hibachi or whatever they call it. Yeah. Yep. So, my father hated it because he's like, I'm sitting on the floor. He was not happy about that. But I remember the Rising Sun. I remember Chuck's Steakhouse. I remember the Whaler store. Like that place was lit. Like there were so many people going around there that weren't even going in to watch a show. They were shopping. They were eating. I mean, it was on fire. So I really, really hope that this all works out that way.
Yeah, and you know, Hartford would love to have a hibachi grill downtown. That would be a good sign if something like a hibachi grill was opening in downtown Hartford. And you know, we'll see. There'll definitely be more events downtown, and you know, hopefully it turns and generates enough business for more merchants, more restaurants to open up, because that's really what you need downtown. You know, we've been having a lot of new apartments in the city. They've been leased up, but you still need a lot more activity downtown overall in order to get that sort of momentum where, you know, we compete with sort of, Hartford competes with sort of West Hartford Center, which is sort of the restaurant destination in the area. So we'll see how it plays out.
Fingers crossed. So we were talking earlier about malls and how they're like belly up basically in the state, pretty much all I think except West Farms at this point. And Electric Boat just bought most of the Crystal Mall in Waterford. I think maybe a couple of stores that were there are not purchased, but what is a submarine builder doing with a mall?
Yeah, sure. So so the Electric Boat bought the Macy's portion of the mall a few months ago. Last week they announced they bought all of it except for one more property that's owned by Sears, and it sounds like they indicated that they're eventually going to purchase that as well, so they might be negotiating for that. So it sounds like they may take over the entire mall. So, you know, we've seen malls sort of rebrand themselves, recreate a mix of different types of retailer tenants rather than just, you know, the average Clovier like a Macy's. If you had, you know, pickleball facilities open up, you've had more sort of game centric tenants. This is kind of the most interesting one, where you actually have a giant corporation buying up a mall, basically to make it almost like a second headquarters type of thing. So Electric Boat is based in Groton, and the Crystal Mall is about 5 miles away from its main campus in Groton. You know, they've been expanding like crazy. They have major contracts with the U.S. Navy for the Virginia class attack submarines and Columbia class ballistic missile submarines. So they are in a huge buildup mode for the next decade plus. They've been hiring hundreds, if not thousands, of workers over the last few years. Now they have over 25,000 workers. For the rest of this year alone, they're hiring 300 to 400 workers. Next year, they plan to hire 2,000 workers.
Wow.
So a major ramp up of their workforce. So they've run out of space. You know, they've been even buying up properties around their Groton campus besides the mall. So what's going to happen eventually, I think the plan is to open this in 2027. It's going to be an engineering training and software development center. That's the kind of work that's going to be done in this mall space that Electric Boat's taking over. They're going to start construction, you know, fitting out the space next year, and they hope to have it open in 2027.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So really, it's going to be the backbone of some of their work. You know, they're not actually going to be working on subs necessarily at this site, but a lot of their engineering training and software development, that's going to happen at that new location. So it's really an interesting use of a mall. There's other Yale New Haven Health. I believe they bought out part of the Meriden Mall where they're opening up a healthcare center. So, you know, this is a really reinvention of mall space. You have these large facilities. Some cases, you might see some of the mall space knocked down over the years. But you mentioned West Farms Mall is an outlier. That's done very well still. So that one is probably good for surviving long term. But there's the Enfield Mall. There's a major redevelopment plan for the Enfield Mall. And you know, a lot of these malls are still tied up in, you know, either foreclosure or they have, you know, owners who are not willing to sell right now. So I think it's still going to be, you know, years before a lot of these malls settle in terms of what's going to happen. But this is, I think, a good outcome for Waterford, the town of Waterford, and also this mall property, which maybe otherwise have, faced a bulldozer if Electric Boat didn't step in there.
And nobody more surprised than probably the executives at Bradley to hear Avello is leaving Bradley Airport.
Yeah, that one came out of nowhere. You know, in fact, Avello didn't even make an announcement about this. It was the airport authority last week that just sent out a kind of a statement out of nowhere that they were kind of venting frustration at Avello. I guess they had been one day last week, Avello executives told them that they were pulling out of Bradley. Now, Avello is one of those low-cost carriers. They expanded significantly in Connecticut. Basically, it's one of its big home bases at Tweed Airport in New Haven. They started there. They do most of the flights out of Tweed. November 2024, they announced they're going to also expand to Bradley. And they started with 4 domestic flights. They've added a couple of international flights. They canceled the domestic flights before this recent announcement. And now they basically said they're pulling out entirely. They're saying there was insufficient demand for their flights. They have 3 left, basically. One going to Jamaica, Punta Cana, and Cancun. Basically, they're saying they weren't getting enough demand for those flights, so they didn't want to keep them up. The state says, you know, we gave them a subsidy to do these flights. They claim that demand was pretty good in July. They're saying, flights were 80 to 95% booked. So they don't agree that the flights weren't fully utilized. And then also, you know, Spirit Airlines, another low-cost carrier, which is going through bankruptcy, they pulled out of Bradley a few months ago, too. So a couple of airlines now leaving Bradley, which has had a lot of momentum coming out of the pandemic in terms of adding new routes.
Well, Greg Bordenaro, the Hartford Business Journal, thank you for keeping us updated, letting us know all the behind-the-scenes stuff. Appreciate you joining us here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.